Okay, reading from the Jivadharma, chapter 32, Madhura Ras, Vichar, Parikya, and Parikya Nayakas. Om Gyane Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Shindu Parevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Okay, so let me just give a summary of Jivadharma. I never know who's new and could be on. And I'll do it within 5 minutes because most of the people have been here for a while. But Jivadharma is a novel by Bhaktivinoda Thakur about people coming to Krishna consciousness the generation after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. So it's pretty much the traditional culture of Bengal, and there are great followers of Lord Chaitanya who are living in very beautiful places. In Lord Chaitanya's birthplace is called Navadvip Nine Islands. And each of the nine islands exemplify one of the practices of devotional service. I'm going to catch up to speed real quickly. And they're in the island of Godrum, which represents the item of kirtan. And the different people are coming to Krishna consciousness. And through the gurus there, answering the questions and resolving the doubts of the people that are come, it's so systematically organized that every single subject and tattva means subject, of Krishna consciousness is systematically explained. So Jivadharma is one of the best summary books of Krishna conscious philosophy in novel form. And now we're following a particular person who comes to Krishna consciousness, his uncle named Vrajanath. He gets initiated, and his uncle is Vijay. And we're following them as they go very, very deep in Krishna consciousness, and now they come to Puri. And there's a great guru there named Gopal Guru Goswami, who's a disciple of Vikrasura Pandit, who was a follower of Srup Damodar, who was the most intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And within him, in his line particularly, he's carrying one of the lines of spontaneous devotional service, or Raganuga Bhakti, where a feeling to serve Krishna comes of love in one's heart as one of Krishna's associates, who's an exemplar of that love of God. And he's now delving into it deeper and deeper, and he goes and he's taken shelter of the Siksha Guru, an instructing guru, in this Goswami Maharaj. And he's explaining to him really esoterically and deep about the meditation on Krishna's pastimes. and the different emotional experiences that compose the highest form of love of Godhead. And this was delineated, and it was also delineated in this book, but specifically by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where he describes, as you're listening to and hearing Krishna's pastimes, how perfectly they're composed to dramatically bring a sentiment of love to its highest degree. And I'm not going to go into the details now, but it basically now what's happening is they're just discussing Madhurya Ras, the conjugal relationship between God and the purity of it, and the devotees who exemplify that. So now what happens is he... he was a little bit confused about Parakya and Swakya, the conjugal relationship between married or unwed. And we describe many, many times what I call spiritual prejudice. What prejudice is you experiencing something and then you generalize it. You have an experience with one person, and then you generalize it to every person. And then when you meet a person of that group, you prejudge them, not for what they are, but according to the generalization formed by your experience with one person or something like that. So in the same way, our experience with the relationship between boy and girl in this world is an intensity generally of lust. And then we generalize that all such relationships are like that. We see the forms of Radha and Krishna, the beautiful forms of Radha and Krishna, and then we prejudge them according to the experience that we generalize when they have nothing to do with lust. But still, it's confusing because there's parakya, unwedded. There's a sense of Radha and Krishna not being married. They can explain that too, that everything is Krishna's Shakti. It's not illegal. It's Krishna's own energies that he's exchanging with. But in the form of that, the unmarried form is one of risk and intensity. So that form of the supreme love looks like the most degraded thing in this world when it's the form of the most intense purity and love between Krishna and his energies. And they're thinking only how they can please each other. So he asks about that. And he talks about these unmarried gopis who maintain the mood that Krishna was their husband. That's called Swakya. So he answers, those unmarried gopis of Gokul were Swakya at that time because of their nishtha in the mood of approaching Krishna as their husband, but their intrinsic mood is Parakya, means paramour. Although their Swakya mood is not natural, their Swakya relationship is perfected in that particular condition in Gokul Lila because Krishna accepted them as his wives by the Gandharva Vivahariti, the custom of marriage by the exchange of garlands. So at a particular time, there was an exchange of garlands, and this was considered almost like marriage. But still, it wasn't publicly recognized. So even though they had this faith in Krishna as their husband, still, it wasn't recognized and not natural, and therefore, internally, they were parakya, vijay. Prabhu, in due course, I will ask many questions, one after another. I want to understand all the topics of Sri Ujjwala Nilamani in the sequence in which they are presented. So I mentioned this before with Ujvala Nilamani is, and of course, we've been doing this now for 2.5 years, this book, so there's a foundation here. Otherwise, I would never start with this. But what Ujvala Nilamani is a book written by Rupa Goswami that describes the five bhavas or emotions of Krishna's conjugal ras, the Madhurya ras. He explains the different bhavas. And it's very, very elaborate. And now Vijay is explaining that you explain this to me in detail. I'm a little bit hesitant to describe it because, you know, I'm just hoping that and pray that I can explain it in a way that it is not... in a way that it is not misunderstood. But we'll begin. He said, first, I want to learn about all the Nayaka heroes. There are four types of Nayaka, namely Anukul, Dakshina, Sata, and Drishna. Please describe the Anukul Nayaka. So Krishna is the Nayaka. He is the hero. He is the object of love. And heroes have different types of moods. And what it's going to explain is Krishna, being the perfect object of love, has all the varieties of being a hero. So Goswami explains, the Anukul Nayaka is he who gives up the desire for other attractive maidens because of extreme attachment to only one Nayaka heroine. The bhava of Ramchandra towards Sita Devi and of Sri Krishna towards Srimati Radharani is of that Anukul Nayaka. There's one type of hero who has this kind of chaste, fixed love on one woman. So Ramachandra, it's only Sita, and Krishna, it's only Radha. I want to know the identity of the various bhavas, such as Anukul, of the four types of Nayaka, such as Dhirodatta. Describe the symptom of the Dhirodatta Anukul Nayaka. Now, a little technical. So Anukul, Nayaka means hero. Anukul means the mood of being attached to just one object of one heroine. And so now there are four, it's a little confusing, but there's four categories, four types of four types. So Anukul so the four types of Anukul. So the first type is called Dhirodatta, is a grave, humble, forgiving, compassionate, resolute, steadfast in his vows, free from vanity, modest, and extremely munificent. Still he renounces all those qualities for the sake of his Nayaka and goes to meet with her in secret. So there's one object, one heroine, and this is the grave, the forgiving type of steadfast, modest. Now there's the Dhiralalita. The Dhiralalita is more the hero that is romantic. And there's one type of hero which has a certain dignity, and this is more like a flirtatious type. So Anukul again means one heroine. And the Dhiralalita is by nature a connoisseur of rasa, ever youthful, expert in joking, and free from anxiety. The Dhiralalita Anukul Nayaka has all these combined with the symptom of enjoying uninterrupted pleasure. So one is grave and forbearing, and one is joking and youthful type. And what is Dhirashanta? And the Dhirashanta is serene and tolerant, wise and considerate. There's one that's basically, one is humble and noble. One is romantic. Now one is dignified. Hero. The dignified hero. So I'm going to try to make it simple. There's the humble. There's the romantic. There's the statesman type hero. And Dhiro Dutta Anukul Nayaka is envious, proud, deceitful, easily angered, and boastful. And boastful is favorable. Dhiro Dutta. So then there's more or less the brash. So the point is that God is the object of this type of love. And as a hero, he's somehow has all these qualities, even though they're contradictory in one person. And if I think of people like Dhiro Dutta hero, that would be like the Muhammad Ali. Dhiro Shanta would be like kind of like a great general type hero, you know, noble. The noble one. Dhiro Lalita would be that romantic one, you know, the guy that swings in with the rope, takes the heroine. And then the Dhiro Dutta is kind of kind of more like the religious hero. Although he's still with Radha, but his forgiving. So I would put it as religious, romantic, nobility, and proud. Now the same thing, he wants to know now, what is the Dakshin? And Dakshin means simple and honest. A Dakshina Nayak is one who does not give up respect or and submissive love for his previous beloved, even when he gives his heart to another Nayaka. One who is equally disposed towards many heroines is called Dakshin Nayaka. So now there's Anukul, there's one. Dakshin means there's many. And even if there's many, like Krishna, sometimes with Tranjavali, sometimes with this one, but still, he never gives up. His submissive love, his respect and awe for his main heroine, which is Radha. What are the symptoms of Satanayaka? A Satanayaka is endearing in the presence of his beloved, but he secretly commits grave offenses by acting in an unloving manner behind her back. What are the characteristics of Drishtanayata? Adrista is completely fearless, expert at lying, even though everyone can clearly see the signs of his having joined the company of another beloved. So then Prabhu, Vijay asks, how many different types of Nayaka are? So then there's an answer that, you know, Krishna appears, Purna, he appears in Vrindavan is perfect. He appears in in Dwarka as perfect, in Mathura as more perfect, and in Braja as most perfect. So what that means is a person can be perfect, but he can be, like, for example, there's a judge, and the judge can be perfect. but he's more perfect when he's at home, where he is a judge, but where his loving sentiments come out, then he's more perfect, and most perfect in Brudge. And maybe in his intimate dealings with his wife, there's even more that comes out. So like that, mention that many times, that God is one, but he manifests in different ways to reciprocate the love of his devotees. And when there's the most intimate love, he reciprocates fully, and that's the concept of Krishna. It's a beautiful theological conception, the one absolute truth, who fully manifests or gives himself. The concept of the absolute truth is one of knowing him means that he gives himself. So when he gives himself fully, who does he give himself fully to? Those who have the most intimate love, that is above reverential love. When it's ragatvaka, when it's very intimate or spontaneous love, in a particular, love means in a relationship. So when the love manifests, love means relationship. And the only relationship is not just reverential, although it's a very beautiful. There's other types of love. There's friendship. And we say you can have friendship with God. You can have parental feelings with God. You can have romantic feelings with God. And those feelings are just a vehicle to express your love. It's pure. You have no desire for yourself. Your only goal is to please God. So God can appear in perfect, more perfect, most perfect. He can be the husband or the paramour. That's already six. And then there's the four categories of Dhiradatta, Dhiralalita, Dhirapashant, and Dhiradatta. That's another four. That's 24. And then these types are again divided into four. That's 24 times four. That's 96. And this way, these are divided among the different relationships with Krishna. And therefore, Krishna will appear, or God will appear, to satisfy the love of his devotee and to do it in a particular pastime. So all these different heroes are required, and God may appear in any one of these, quote, 96 type of ways in the different relationships. There are 24 of types that are in Swakya. There are 24 types in Parakya. And he's perceived. So Vijay says, I now have realized the various qualities of the Nayaka and Nayaki, of the hero and heroine. Now I want to know how many types of assistants, Sahayaka, the Nayakas have. So the hero, the who are his friends, has five types of assistants, namely Cheta, Vitta, Vidushika, Pritamarda, and Priyanarmasaka. They are all expert in using joking words. They are all always intensely devoted to Krishna with anurag, deep love. They know how to behave according to the occasion and circumstance. They're expert, they're adept in the art of pleasing the gopis when they become angry, and as well as giving confidential advice. All five types of assistants have these qualities. So there's five types of assistants, and there's qualities of these coward boys, and they all have them. What are the attributes of the Cheta assistants? It's so interesting. I mean, when you actually know all this and you listen to Krishna's pastimes and you understand not just who the figures are, but what their mood of love is, and it becomes such a rich drama, when meditated upon, brings this type of love that's expressed into your own heart. So those people who are advanced in meditation, they have to have something to meditate on. This is not for us. This is a very advanced subject. We just happened to come upon it. So we can read it through and know something of it. And maybe it inspires us to serve in a particular way. And that's what bhakti is. I want to love Krishna in a particular way. Who are called the Vita? Krishna's Vita, such as Kadara and Bharati Panda, are extremely talented in activities such as dressing and decorating Krishna. They are cunning, skilled in conversation, and expert in manipulating others. But this is all in the Leela for the pleasure of Krishna. But who are the Chaitas? The Chaitas are, they're expert in discovering anything. They perform secret tasks. And their disposition is somewhat bold and arrogant. In Gokul, Sakas such as Angura and Bringar perform the activities as Krishna Chaita. What are Vidushikas? The Vidushikas are fond of eating and quarreling. They're expert in making others laugh with their comical gestures, words, and dress. Madhu Mangal and Gopis such as Vasant are prominent among Krishna's Vidushikas. Who is in the category of Pitamarda? Sridham is Krishna's Pitamarda. Those qualities are just like those of a Nayaka. He conducts all his activities according to the order of the Nayaka. And what are the symptoms of Priya Narma Shakas? They are privy to extremely confidential secrets and have taken shelter of the bhavas of the Sakis. Subal and Arjuna are prominent among Krishna's Priyanama Sakas. They are the best of all Krishna's friends. Among these five, Chaita, Vitta, Vidushika, Pritamardha, and Priyanama, the Chaitas are in Dasyarath, the Pritamardhas are in Viraras, and the rest are in Sakyaras. The Chaitas are servants, and the other four are Sakas. So some are friends and some are servants. So are there no female assistants? Sakayakas? Sahayakas? Yes, they are, and they are called Jyutis, messengers. How many Jyutis are there? There are two kinds, Swayam Duti and Apta Duti. Kataksha, the sidelong glance, and Vamsi Vani, the sound of Krishna's flute, are Swayam Dutis. We're saying the flute and the personified sidelong glance are assistants, female assistants of Krishna. Aha, who are the apta duties? Vira is proficient in speaking bold words, and Vrinda is expert in persuasive flattery. They are both Krishna's apta duties. The swayam duties and the apta duties are extraordinary duties. Apart from them, there are ordinary messengers such as the Lagini, Daivagya and Shilpakaran. I will describe them elaborately later in the context of Nayakas and duties. So Vijay, I've understood the mood and attributes of Sri Krishna as Nayaka. I've also heard that Sri Krishna performs Nitya Lila in both Pati and Upapati bhavs. That means married and unmarried. He performs pastimes in Dwarka in Pati bhav and in Vrajapuri in Upapati bhav. So Dwarka, it's married, and Vrindavan, it's not. Our Krishna is Upapati, so it is essential for us to know about the Vrajaramanis, the charming young gopis. Goswami, most of the damsels of Vraja with whom Vrajendranandana Shamasunda performs pastimes are in Parakya Bhav because Madhurya Ras does not fully develop without Parakya, means paramour. The Rasa, the charming ladies of Dwarkapuri, remain limited by their marital relationship with the Rasa, the female residents of Vraja, who possess that Shuddha Kam form, which Krishna derives the most happiness is unrestricted, Kunti. Okay, I'm going to stop. I will be able to give class again next Wednesday. Would anyone like to say hello? I realize as we are getting higher and higher in this book, which is normally not spoken about in an ordinary way, the number of people attending this will get less. This whole thing is morphing because when I started it, very rarely did I have anything to do on Wednesday, and now often I have different programs, et cetera. But I'm determined to finish it out to the rest of the book for those that are interested in this. Yes, Gail?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Rajaratna.
Aibo, thank you for coming on, faithfully listening. You're one of the few left. I guess you want to understand this because you're worshiping Radha Shyam Sundar personally. That's nice. This is Kishori Radha.
Kishori Radha.
Thanks for listening. Who?
No problem.
Who is it?
Ati Sundari.
Ati Sundari. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. I guess you'll be listening out in Columbus or where are you going? Michigan, if you can do
Michigan,
too. Thank
yes.
you.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Good. This is hard. You really just got to listen and relish, and there's not much philosophy. I can only make so much philosophical content out of this. I try. But it's list of people and what they do, et cetera. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Govardhan Bhaktidas.
Hello, Govardhan. Okay, what we're going to do now, we're just going to end for today. Thanks for coming on. We will have next week. Thank you. Vanshakalpa Truba Shakapa Sindhu Bhebhicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnabhebhyo Namo Namah.